In Northwest news from KPLU, Michael Bennett endeared himself to Seahawks fans by commandeering a police bicycle and riding it around CenturyLink Field after the team's dramatic win in the NFC Championship game last year. He made headlines again this week, saying he is not happy with his contract. Sports commentator Art Thiel agrees Bennett is not getting paid what he's worth, but he tells KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick that's not going to change.
Art, let's start by explaining how the NFL salary cap works and why it's not good news for Michael Bennett.
A little backgrounder I think will be useful here because it does get confusing this time of year when players are bidding for contracts. The NFL and its players' union more than 20 years ago agreed to a collective bargaining agreement that contained two important features. One is free agency. That means when a player is done with his contract, he can sell his services to the highest bidder. The other part of it is a salary cap, which is universal for all the teams. It's $150 million this year, and it keeps the owners from losing money. Not that they could ever lose money with a pro football team, but this is built in, and it's the same for all teams. So when a team is successful, like the Seahawks have been, their players deserve more reward, upgraded contracts. And that's fine for those players, but the team can't afford to pay them all market value. So what happens is they have to say goodbye to players such as Golden Tate a couple of years ago, and more recently, Bruce Irvin, who went to Oakland. They can't keep everybody under the salary cap. And on top of that, there is a team policy with the Seahawks, and it's an identical one to every other team in the league, in which they will not renegotiate a contract prior to its final year. Michael Bennett signed a $28 million contract 2 years ago. It has 2 years to run, and so he's not entitled to a renegotiation until after this season.
And this is a particular problem for Bennett because of the way his career has played out, right?
Bennett is a late bloomer. He didn't get his full starting season until he was age 26 in Tampa Bay. He's been a starter here, it seems like, for a long time in Seattle, but really he's only been a starter 2 years, and he made his first Pro Bowl last year, and now he'll be 31 in November. And that's a little old for NFL players getting contract extensions. Not impossible. They do it all the time. Certainly quarterbacks do. But in the collision positions, such as defensive end, which Michael Bennett plays, it's harder to last longer in the league. So Michael is really kind of stuck in this situation where his peak years have come later in his career, as opposed to, say, a Russell Wilson or an Earl Thomas or Richard Sherman. And the problem is he has almost no leverage. He's trying to get the Seahawks to take pity on him and going on talk radio and pleading his case. But really, there's not much he can do about this situation of getting a raise now.
So he's overperformed his contract. That's what many have said. And do you think he might be special enough for the Seahawks to do something special for him?
No, unfortunately. He said he's going to show up to training camp, which is good, I think, for him and for the team and certainly for the fans. There's not going to be a holdout, but there is going to be some lamentation on his part. But I don't see the Seahawks doing anything for him. They didn't do it for the other players. They really can't do it for Bennett, even though I think he's one of the top five defensive ends in the league. He's getting paid probably about 20th among those players out of, say, 64 starting defensive ends. That's not nearly the salary he deserves, but it is what he stuck with, given the rules that he and his union have agreed to with the NFL.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.